We said, 14-year-old boy.
What do you do? Slots it into the net.
You are the face of DC United.
A deal with a turn and a twist and a shot for goal.
You are the face of MLS.
A goal. What a goal. What a goal.
You are the face of U.S. soccer. It is up to you to make us relevant to the world and lift us up from soccer mediocrity to global football elite. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. But that is what we did to Freddie Adu.
Freddie Adu era officially begins. Here's Freddie.
He's said to be the next David Beckham, pulling down a record salary of $500,000 a year.
Insane amount of hype. Even a 15-year-old soccer superstar has to stop to eat, Freddie.
Freddie.
Freddie. Freddie.
Freddie. Freddie.
Freddie. In 2003, Freddie Adu was the best American soccer prospect anyone had ever seen. I'm Grant Wall. One year after introducing the world to LeBron James on the cover of Sports Illustrated, I traveled from Florida to Finland to Washington, D.C. to cover another sports prodigy. Freddie Adu went pro at age 14. He starred in commercials with Pelé, the greatest player of all time. The CEO of Nike, Phil Knight, told me Freddie could have an influence on his sport bigger than LeBron, bigger than Tiger Woods, and even bigger than Michael Jordan had on theirs. Then, he didn't. This is a tale about talent, money, fame, and football. Why some phenoms make it and some don't. And our cultural obsession with the tantalizing promise of young, athletic genius. This is American Prodigy, Freddie Adu.
People don't realize this, but this stuff messes with your mind as a young player. Everybody's like, oh, man, that was so awesome. No, it wasn't all it was cracked up to be.
New episodes of American Prodigy drop this fall from Blue Wire Podcasts.